Hello and welcome to our program. My name is Steve Humes. I'm a partner with Holland & Knight in New York City, and I would like to welcome you to my program entitled Supremacy and Clean Energy Commerce, Understanding Federalism versus States' Rights in Renewable Energy and Energy Generally. States and federal energy regulators are increasingly challenging each other's traditional understanding of the balance of power between the federal government and the states, and their rights to adopt incentives to promote renewable energy and other kinds of energy facilities. This year's recently concluded U.S. Supreme Court term involved a rare trio of energy decisions that clarify the balance of power between the federal government and the states when it comes to electricity and natural gas industries. Renewable energy project developers and their financiers are finding new legal frameworks that help clarify a renewed spirit of cooperative federalism across the United States, especially in organized competitive wholesale power markets. These recent decisions help to explain the applicability of the Federal Power Act's balance of powers when it comes to emerging clean energy, such as demand response or other kinds of clean energy technologies. It has also become increasingly clear that traditional boundary lines have become more blurry as the states and the federal government are going to be working together to try and make these new markets work. Here are some examples of the relevant impacts of these legal developments. Projects offering distributed, that is behind the meter, rooftop solar, or demand response programs or energy efficiency. Businesses that offer to aggregate demand resources and sell them in the wholesale market. Think of technologies such as the Nest brand thermostat, now offered in retail stores and available. In the aggregate, these properties that have Nest installations, they can be offered in the wholesale markets to collectively reduce the amount of electricity that the wholesale markets needs to procure in order to meet the demand for customers in a region. Power plant developers and grid-scale renewable energy developers who are counting on state-supported long-term contracts to guarantee offtake revenues are also interested in the outcome of these decisions. And natural gas pipelines faced state regulation, as we will discuss in a moment. In the following presentation, I'll talk about these three different cases and two federal energy statutes that are involved in these three cases and what they mean for the future of the energy industry, both natural gas and electricity, as the states and the federal government try to work together to meet the demands for customers in a changing energy economy. These are our learning objectives for today. I'm going to be talking about the Federal Power Act and the Natural Gas Act, and so one of the objectives is to understand these two statutes, these two basic statutes, and how they interplay. Also, I'll be talking about these three cases. It's called 10K versus Learjet, FERC versus Electric Power Supply Association, or EPSA, Hughes versus Talon Energy Marketing. Those three cases taken together are the ones that provide some guidance on the balance of power between federal government and states when it comes to energy projects and renewable energy. At the end, I'll talk about some practical guidance to help reduce risk and avoid unnecessary surprises when doing energy project development and deal structuring.